And now, it's time for Celebrity Rehab with Dean Wheeler here on the Bill Henry Show Radio Network. Dean Wheeler.
Thank you. Yeah. We're nuts. We're out of our minds. Thanks very much. That is Jave Sweenan, and Jave, thanks.
My pleasure.
We've got a great Celebrity Rehab for you today. Hey, thank you, everyone. Thank you. And what does that mean? Hold on. Dr. Elcott just says, what does that mean?
What, are we crazy?
I have addictions. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what this show is about more than anything else, folks. It's called Celebrity Rehab, and we collect together a lot of celebs that have addiction problems. And so you ask me, Dr. Elcott, what does it mean? You knew why you were here.
Well, I was told that I was coming here to promote Elcott the Next Step.
You know, is this ambush?
My wife and I.
No, it's not ambush, Journal. Who knows why they're here?
Well, I know why I'm here.
Yes, I understand. Dr. Elcott, did you not get the...
I got what looked to be an invitation, an email invitation, and it had a lot of flowers, and it had a lot of this and that, you know.
Well, the this and that, are you talking about the naked women?
Yes, but that's not what attracted me.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I thought that was something for Steve. I didn't...
Well, what it is...
Why the naked women?
Well, three guesses. The first two don't count.
Wait a minute. If you don't mind, Don... the reason why we're having Celebrity Rehab and the reason why we didn't come right out and tell some of you, or perhaps some of you were not able to glean the information, is because we were, frightened that you would be a little reluctant to come over here. Chris, did you know?
I was told I was going to be talking about Cez.
In a way you are, yeah.
I mean, I don't have, you're talking about I don't have a Cez edition?
What did he just say?
I know, it's very difficult. I said, is he saying that I have a sex addiction?
Yes, I am saying you have a sex addiction, as do you, Dr. Elcott, as well as a gambling addiction. And
excuse me, but I'm dealing with my sex addiction at the... I deal with it at the Redeemery and at the Mind Flush and the Mind Wipe area.
What is the Mind Flush and Mind Wipe?
That's Elcott, right?
Yes, it's Elcott. That's exactly what it is, Ms. Dooley. Something you would benefit from.
All right, well, we're not going to get into it. Larry, you're kind of quiet.
Well, I'm waiting to see how this thing it rolls out, okay? I'm waiting to see how the whole thing rolls out, because right now, and Mother's here.
Yeah, Larry asked me to come along.
Yeah, I knew what this was about. And there's no question that, you think that I, Larry Grover, that I have some kind of a...
Larry does drink, there's no question.
Oh, so I see. So you're going to expose all of us.
I don't drink.
Larry, yes, you knew. You drink a lot.
What about the sherry that you drink, Mother?
That's my sherry. I have my Dimitas of sherry. Who cares? None of your business.
Now, I'd like to say, I did not know that I would be trotted out and figuratively have my robes. These are the sacred robes.
Yeah, is that what you wear?
Those are the sacred Elcott robes. I'd like to interview you, Dr. Elcott, at some point.
All right, everyone, just calm down for a minute. Let me take charge of the show here, because I don't want everyone to think that they're getting ganged up on or that there's going to be a gang.
You talking about gangbang or something?
I didn't say that at all.
See, that's what... Hi. I haven't said anything.
And who are you?
I'm Bob Green.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
I didn't say anything just to see if you'd notice me. And you set me behind this palm tree, which I think is not funny.
We did not put you behind the palm tree. Not at all.
No, I didn't know. You're Bob Green?
Yes, I'm Bob Green.
How do you do, sir? I'm well aware. You're well aware of me, obviously. I'm Don Berman.
No, I've never heard of you. But you're well aware of me, aren't you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Let's stop, folks, and let's take this one at a time, because one of the features of the Phil Henry Show that I've noticed is that things get way, way crazy, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, everybody's talking at once, and no one knows who's saying anything. I'm going to take this one at a time here. We're going to talk here in the opening stages of our program here on Celebrity Rehab. I want to talk to you, Larry, and to... well, not to Larry. Yes, I do. I want to talk to you, Larry, and I want to talk to Bobby and Steve.
About what?
Well, let's talk about alcohol.
We do not have an alcohol problem at all. There's never, ever been anything in the Phil Henry Show that when we...
Yeah, but we don't drink.
Okay, well, they've penciled you in here
We've never even referenced it.
We've barely referenced it, yeah.
Well, what addictions do you have?
I don't have an addiction other
than... To power.
Okay, to power.
All right, well, we can talk about that, an addiction to power. Why is that, Ms. Dooley? Well...
He's asking me, Steve. He said, when he said Ms. Dooley...
All right, but... I'll tell you what, Steve, why do you have an addiction to power?
Well, did you not ask me that first?
I did. Go ahead, honey.
I have an addiction to power because I was raised by a very powerful man. My father was in the military, and he provided an example of the power to be had. Okay?
All right.
And what are you looking at?
I'm not looking at anything, ma'am. I'm listening to you.
Larry has a tendency to stare at... You're a very pretty young girl, Miss Dooley, and you're wearing the slacks that suck up.
Excuse me?
But you are, Miss Dooley. I don't think... Can I say something?
I'd rather you not, because I know where this is going. Ladies...
I'm going to say... The men are out. You don't get to say anything. I'm talking woman to woman. You're wearing pedal pushers.
These are my... They're not pedal pushers. These are my tight day slacks.
Yeah, those are her day slacks that she wears.
Well, they're sucked right into every...
I don't think we need to comment on that because of the fact that there's no one that can see it. Yeah, that's true. This is a radio show. Or isn't that...
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
I thought we were... this was a big-time radio.
Mother, you know what?
Hey, Miss, I'll tell you something. If you don't mind, Miss Grover, I can fill you in on this cheese ball stuff. I've been on podcasts. I've been on radio. Well, I have, too. I was on the Phil Henry radio show. Yeah, I can fill you in on this. This is real easy peasy. Most of the people who listen to podcasts...
Yeah, what about most of the people who listen to podcasts, Mr. Green? Because we're going to be talking to you today about your alcohol.
I don't have an alcohol problem. What is with this?
You know, it seems to me there's only a few of us with real alcohol addiction problems.
Well, we're going to do... This is called Celebrity Re...
You want to know the problem that I've got? I don't have a sex addiction problem, but I have an addiction to sex reference. So in other words, see that right there?
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's a banana.
I can't see that without thinking of what I'm going to...
You know, I recognize who you are now, Mr. Green.
Yeah?
Yes, you're the man with the corn cob.
Oh, that's right. You're the guy that the corn cob and a smile, Bob Green at Bob Green's Groceries.
No, that's not me at all.
That's not you.
No, hey, Bob Green is... May I say, because I've listened to Bob... Bob has Fraser Foods.
Oh, that's right. The Fraser Foods is in Winter Park. I know that because of the... I've gone by that a couple times, Mr. What are you?
What am I? I'm a man.
I meant your name.
My name is Dean Wheeler, yeah.
Okay, I've gone by a couple times, and I've seen a sign on my way, you know, Newport Beach, and...
Why would you go through...
Why are you going through Buena Park on your way to Newport Beach?
Because I want to stop off at Knott's. And just, you know...
Oh, you're stopping off at Knott's to ride on a Ferris wheel or something?
No, not to ride on Ferris wheel. Generally, I love to go on a loop-a-loop and, you know, different rides they have there. I haven't been a long time, but I they didn't let me in the last time because, okay, you're right. I wasn't on alcohol, but I was...
Yeah, what are these guys, did you blast up?
Well, a lot of you young people blast up, don't you, with the marijuana?
Well, what was it, Chris? Tell us, what were you high on?
I was coming down from a blowjob.
He was what?
He said he was coming down from a blowjob.
You were coming down from a blowjob?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God, what is that about? What is this program? I'm here to talk about Larry's addiction to a variety of things, sex, and...
You know, it seems to me, I could talk to Jave Wiesman, who is... Jave?
Yep.
Most of these people have sex addictions. I don't know too many of them with any real alcohol problem.
Well, I can tell you this much, Dean. In looking at the lineup on today's program, we did see the alcohol problems below. I saw one name. There had... Oh, Berman.
Now, all right, I'll take that, yes. Although I also have a sex addiction. So what are we talking about here?
I was looking at the...
Well, let me talk to you after the show, okay?
All right. I didn't do anything wrong, did I?
No, yeah.
Oh, my God. You shouldn't chastise your employees on the air like that.
Do you mind? Could you hold on?
You're talking to my mother.
I know exactly who I'm talking to, Larry. I'm trying to... we're going to be right back here, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue here with Celebrity Rehab. Stick around. It's going to be a ball, and we've got lots more to get to, so don't you go away. All right, yeah.
Celebrity Rehab with me, Jay Wiesman, and, well,
hold on for a minute.
Celebrity Rehab with Dean Wheeler and me, Jay Wiesman. We'll come back in just a moment.
All right.
What are you basking in the applause, Wheeler?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
When you just give love and never get love. Thanks, Hank. Let's do this later. Hi, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray, and I'm going through my Margaret Gray songbook for my next big appearance at the Whisker Biscuit in... What is this?
Detective.
Frank.
Let's start the commercial over again.
We can't. We're live, for Christ's sake. The Whisker Biscuit. What does that mean?
That's wrong. I think it's the Whiskey Bisque. Just call it the Biscuit.
I'm Margaret Gray. Join me at the Biscuit.
I'm Frank Gray. Join him at the bees. He's my wife. I'm his husband, and I'm very proud of him. And I'm proud of our son, who just turned 16, and she's a football player. But anyway,
just get to it, Frank.
Please join him, my wife, Margaret Gray, at a biscuit.
At the biscuit.
At the biscuit in Hermosa Beach. He'll sing some of the great standards of all time, like you just heard, "Since I Fell for You," and all songs that start with the word since I don't have love, since you left me, since it's all gone to seed.
I'll do it. I'm Margaret Gray. Join me at the biscuit. Is that it?
No, biscuit.
I'm Margaret Gray. Join me.
Your voice cracked.
Ah, Miss Gray, you just went, join me.
What's your name?
Saul.
Come here, Saul.
What did you just do?
Just rubbed his face in a pair of my panties.
Ah, shit.
You know, I'm disgusted and disgraced by that.
By me?
No, by Saul and your reaction to my wife's underwear.
Join me with...
Put that down.
Join me at the Biscuit, Hermosa Beach, this Friday night for big songs like "Since I Fell for You," "Since I Don't Have Love," and "I Don't Have Happiness," and "I Don't Have Dreams, I Guess." I don't have anything since I don't
have you.
Ooh.
Margaret Gray, Saturday night at Biscuit, Hermosa Beach. Be there.
Fuck it.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, welcome back here to Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. And we have our special panel. I don't know if we've really attacked anything. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Let's open up the audience curtain so they can see. Yeah. I was saying all of this behind the curtain. He couldn't see me.
But what difference would it make?
What
difference would it make? What? Don't they have someone cueing you?
Don't worry about it, Berman, okay?
No one calls me Berman.
I'm sorry, folks. We're having... You know what? Families argue. People have all kinds of... Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Berman...
I'll do it, Bobby.
Well, I wanted to point out something. Mr. Berman, Dean Wheeler is the host of the program.
I know he's the host of the program... But why wouldn't they?
I'll do it. I'll explain it. It's all right. I'm Dean Wheeler. I'm the host of Celebrity Rehab. And your question, Don, is valid. Why wouldn't they start applauding even before they saw me, even before the curtain parted? Because they're supposed to be directed. But Jave Wiesman, who is my announcer and floor director. Jave?
I'm sorry. I was busy doing something.
What were you doing?
I'd rather not say. It's personal. And
what, were you going to the bathroom?
Yeah, were you going to the bathroom?
No, I was not going to the bathroom. No, I was not. I was removing something from my rectum, okay? My girlfriend and I play a game.
Oh, for Christ on a cross.
Hey, dude.
You know what, that probably...
Hey, dude, no, here, hold, let me just say...
No, that'll intro you, Chris. Chris Norton is one of our Celebrity Rehab panelists. Chris has a sex addiction, and I don't think there's anything, you know... I know you disagree with this, Chris.
I 100% disagree with it. I do not have no sex addiction. I never had. You have to understand.
Well, why do you have so much sex?
What's that?
Why do you have so much sex?
Yeah, my wife wants to know.
I heard what your wife said, okay? I have a lot of sex because a lot of women are attracted to me, and I've got them all over me. The women drape on me, okay?
When you say drape on, what do you mean?
Yeah, this I got to hear, because Chris, you and I have met, right?
I just told you I've been at your store on my way down there to Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy that goes into the park to Knott's Berry Farm because you were coming down from a blowjob or something?
What I said was I would go to Knott's Berry Farm and I don't, you know.
Well, slow down, Chris. Let's stick to one thing at a time.
All right, I'm sorry I brought it up.
What do you mean when you say that you don't have a sex addiction?
What I mean is, and by the way, Mr. Wheeler, you started out sounding straight, and now you went, Sethedition.
I noticed that.
I did, too.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. Yeah, it was apparent to myself and Mother.
Yeah, I can't say that I didn't notice it.
Yes, I have to say to you, Dean, it did seem apparent to me.
Okay, so everyone says that I'm sounding gayer, is that it?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the nature of your voice sort of changed.
Let's talk about the sex addiction. You say you don't have a sex addiction, that women drape themselves on you. What does that mean?
Yeah, more to the point, what is that like?
All right, well, let me just say, I notice you're the only one that said, what's it like? Everybody else here seems to think they know.
In my earlier life, yes.
I have to say, yeah, I've had groupies and 15-year-olds and...
15-year-olds?
Oh, my God.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know something, Don? I watch you every night.
Oh, here we go again. God damn.
What?
If I got a nickel for every old lady that writes my show and says, I watch you every night, and they're disappointed in me...
Why? Let's go with it, Don. Why are they disappointed?
Well, I thought I was gonna...
Wait, in a minute, Chris. This is interesting. Why are they disappointed?
Because they're disappointed when they find out that I jerk off or something, you know?
Well, why would they find out something like that?
Ordinarily, that would be a throwaway, but there's a reason for this, right?
There's a ream for it? Oh, man, did you hear that? She's talking about rim jobs.
I'm gonna kick... You're 5'6". You'll sail a long way in the end of my high heel.
Now, wait just a minute.
Folks, I'm talking right now to Dean Wheeler.
That's who you are. Wow, what a numbnut.
Yes, I know that's who I am. I'm talking to whoever, Don Berman. Don, you said 15-year-olds.
All right, I was exaggerating. Let's move past me.
I don't think so. I've listened to you.
Oh.
Every night, that's right.
Oh.
And I enjoy the Don Berman, the Berman Report, up with people, and I live in my car.
Oh.
Isn't that one of your programs, Don?
Yes, it was. I Live in My Car was a very successful series of reports that I did from my car. Now I wish to God I'd never seen it. I wish to God I'd never lived in my car.
I thought it was very good. And now you're talking about sex with a 15-year-old.
Hey, listen, I just want to be on the record here, Mr. Wheeler.
Go ahead.
I never said anything having sex with a 15-year-old. I know where to draw a line. I'm Chris Norton. I do have a lot of sex. Women do approach me. And they do just want to just be all over me and everything, right? It's like, I guess you could say it's almost like vampires in a way. They're just, yeah, and I'm like, ah, you know.
You're so full of shit, your eyes are brown.
All right, let's watch that. Let's watch that, okay?
Oh, get a load of you, huh? And let me ask you something, Green, as long as we're on the subject.
No, we're not on the subject of me.
Well, we are now, because you're the guy that just said he's so full of crap. You're a guy that can't even buy a date, and you're worth, what, $20
million? Significantly more than that. You're worth $20 million and you can't buy a date.
That's right. And Ms. Grover, I respect you, but no thank you. I wouldn't... Oh, what an asshole, man.
My mother wouldn't go out. She was married to a wonderful man.
I'm just... I'm putting it out there just in case.
So you're putting it out there just in case she wants to go out with you?
Jesus. I think that's pretty presumptuous.
My mother wouldn't go out with you if you were the last swinging dick on earth.
And I bet you it doesn't swing much. If it does, it's scraping on the golf.
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, sometimes I gotta pull that thing in. It's like an anchor.
Okay, folks, this is getting way out of hand. What I wanted to do was to talk about addiction. It turns out everybody here has a sex addiction. Is that right?
I don't have a sex addiction. Steve, you don't, do you?
Well... No, I don't. I mean, I don't, but...
I came in on Steve one day. He was in the garage with Nadine Carpenter, one of the gals at the end of the street. And I do a lot of potlucks with her, and we do play...
Shoot pool.
That's right, we shoot pool. And I came in, and Nadine, okay, was giving Steve the header. Okay.
And you're not ashamed of that?
No, it's a normal occurrence in every marriage.
Yeah, I was standing...
Steve has a banana yellow Corvette. And he likes to lean against it. And a lot of times I like to photograph him while he's leaning against it.
Oh, man.
A banana yellow Corvette.
You have a banana yellow Corvette, and you...
Well, he probably has a banana yellow Corvette to remind him of the banana, right?
You mean like I gotta remember that I've got a...
So anyway, I came in, and there was Nadine globbing and gnobbing. And if you put those two together, you get gob. So
yeah, I'm well aware of that. And so, what did you do?
I did what any woman would do. I grabbed her by the back of the head, by her hair, and I said, "You get your whore ass."
Oh wow, you're kidding.
No, why would I be kidding? Yeah, I said, "Get your whore ass out onto that street where you're gonna make some real money." I'm Bobby Dooley.
You said you're Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, and then she went out on the street. You sure you didn't say I'm Bob Doo?
That's so wrong of you.
You didn't hear this, did you, Dean?
Did I hear what?
These people are on a Henry show the other day, and they were so relaxed. This was some sort of a therapy for them.
Yeah, I do it too. I'm Chris Norr.
How more relaxed can you get, Norton?
Wait a minute. What is this?
They were so relaxed, they were just shortening their names to the relaxed version of their name. I'm Bob Doo. Margaret Gray, I think she said she was Mar Gray.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. Well, that kind of relaxation, which is promulgated and promoted by Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, who are the two main producers on the program, I think is designed to make sure the show doesn't get too frenetic.
Now, let me ask something, because I am a little bit in the self-help business myself. Tell me about this again.
You want to go ahead?
All right. Here's how it rolls out, Dr. Elcott. You get so relaxed that your name just is slovenly. You're slovenly with your own name. You're sloppy with your, as we say, you're sloppy with your drink. That means you're...
Sloppy with my drink means I'm slow with my name.
Yeah, so if you were just relax yourself into a state and then say your name.
I'm Doc L.
You're Doc L.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
It does for you, because
Yeah, that's the relaxed version.
I think the whole thing's up the butt.
Well, that's the way people relax. That's the way they relax.
I think the whole thing's up a butt. I didn't say whose. So there is a chance that it might have...
It may have a redeeming quality.
Yes. Now, your name's what?
My name is Bob Doo. He's...
I'm Deeb Doo.
Deeb Doo?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Was that you, Mother?
Yes, it was. That's Jive... Man, that's hunky, funky, jive.
Okay, are we all done?
Well, I'd like to... Larry, you're a guy... You live your life on the edge of tension. What would your name be?
I'm Lairgro. Lairgro.
You're Lairgro? So what is this anyway, okay? Is everybody just messing with their name? I thought this was Celebrity Rehab.
It is Celebrity Rehab.
By the way, what would your name be?
My name would be... I'm Dean Wee.
Dean Wee. Sounds like something you ought to take an antibiotic for.
Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Shut up, Larry. I don't like when you laugh at other people, especially when you have so much to be mocked for.
Oh, I'd want to... Okay, folks, this is Dean Wheeler, and this is Celebrity Rehab, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab will be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website right after these few messages. Stay with us, won't you? Thank you. It's great to see you. Dean Wheeler.
Hey friends, I'm Dean Wheeler. No matter what your addiction, whether it's sex, whether it's drugs, whether it's a rate of speed, for instance, whether it's a writing or reading, we all have an addiction. Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab can't help you, but it will help any celebrity you happen to know. Now, to qualify for Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab, you have to be a celebrity. That means I have to have heard of you, or people are excited when you walk in a room, or somebody in a town far, far away from where you live knows who you are and thinks you're really great. I don't know. You may be a celebrity. I may not have heard of you. That doesn't mean you're not a celebrity. If you're living right now in Saskatoon, but many, many people know you there, that's not quite good enough. But if someone outside of the province or the provincial areas, maybe even in the United States of this here America, that's pretty cool, too.
Join Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab. Write to Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab in care of Hollywood, California. Tell us why you think you're a celebrity or some guy you know is a celebrity. We'll send our people out to where you are. Take a look at the guy. Not really. You think we've got the money to send someone to Saskatoon? Forget it. Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab.
Hey, folks, welcome back here at Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab. You know, listen, if you do know a celebrity or you think you are a celebrity, if you're somebody who you think should be have the attention paid to them that they deserve as a celebrity, join us here on Celebrity Rehab. All right. Woo! All right, folks, let's cut it down now. This is the time where we get our panelists lined up, and we ask you, the audience, who is in the most dire need of our help? Who is the one with the worst addiction, based upon, maybe not even based upon anything you heard on the show, because we haven't said anything on this show.
Well, you got that right, Ben. I don't think anything has been said on this program that would help a tiny little chickadee.
Yeah, a tiny little chickadee do what?
Take a little bird dump, I don't know.
Well, I think there have been some interesting things.
Well, let's wait and see, okay? I'm going to hold this handkerchief over each person's head, Ms. Dooley. That's all this is a handkerchief. You look a little scared.
No, it's all right.
How many of you think that Bobby Dooley here, that Bobby is in need of our help? Okay. How many think Bobby Dooley is in need of our help? There she is.
Yeah, see, that's not that many.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't agree with that at all. I think they ought to re...
Don't worry, Mr. What is it?
My name is Bob Grant. Why do you have me on the show if you don't even know who I am?
Hey, watch out. You're going to get him all upset.
Yeah, he's going to get upset and start crying.
Are you going to... I got to get going because I got to...
Do you have a job you have to get to?
In a way, yeah. There's a woman who... She's a teacher at an elementary school. I think school's out. Have you heard that song, School Is Out, Everybody? Anyway, I got to meet her at her beach house.
You got to meet her at her beach house to do what? God.
That's right. Read it and weep, Berman.
You're going to meet her at her beach house and take, you know, service her or something?
If it's any of your business.
What a life. And I got to go back to the newsroom and sweat and grunt with L. Ron Martin staring at me.
Well, that's the difference between you and Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, you say you have a sex addiction, but you're not doing anything about it.
Well, you don't have a sex addiction. That's your point.
That's right. But even if I did have a sex addiction, there'd be like twice as many women that have to, you know, look out for it.
Look out for what? Never mind.
I talked about mine being an anchor. What about you, Chris?
Hey,
all right, let's stop right there. So, Chris, don't worry. Here's our next contestant. How many of you think that Chris Norton needs help? Tell us how you feel about that.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I need help with what, man?
And how many of you think that Don Berman needs help? How many think Don Berman needs help? Oh, that's horseshit.
God, what's your language?
And now, how many of you think Bob Green needs help?
Yeah, see, I don't need any help at all.
No, oh no, that's not Bob Green, that's a potted palm. This is Bob Green.
That's still not that many.
Okay, let's do it again. How many think Bob Green needs help? Let's do it again.
What a bunch of horseshit.
So I think what we have here, folks, is that Bob Green needs help. I think Chris Norton needs help.
What about me?
Oh, Dr. Elcott, yeah. Do any of you think that Dr. Ed Elcott needs any help, folks? Any help at all? Just go ahead and give us the old... Oh, look at that.
What does that mean?
That sounds rather appreciative.
Dr. Elcott, we're going to have time for your addictions, your gambling addictions, and...
I have a gambling addiction, but my sex addiction is being taken care of at the Redeemery and Creamery at the Elcott Mind Wipe Center.
What are you talking about, the Elcott Mind Wipe Center? What does that mean exactly?
Larry, they're coming up on you.
That's right, because let's find out. Do you think if Larry Grover, does he need any help? Lay it on me, man.
Woohoo! How about that?
Bullshit.
Larry, watch your language, you...
Now, we have to also take you into consideration, Ms. Grover. How many think Gloria Grover needs some help?
Yeah! Yeah! That is so much horseshit.
Yeah! All right, well, join us next week. We've got our panel here of people that really need some serious help. We've got Chris Norton. We got Larry Grover. We got Gloria Grover. Almost everyone except for the Dooleys and except for Dr. Elcott.
Well, that sounded like I might have needed help.
It doesn't sound like you need that much. Dr. Elk, and Chris Norton, too. Chris?
I don't need no help. I mean, I just got to get...
I know. You have a... What is she?
She's an elementary school teacher. She's a very nice lady. She wanted me to stop by, and she said, I got a couple things for you to handle.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet she does. God.
Yeah, man, that is... Oh, I forgot about you, Don. You got to come back, too.
Come back to do what, man? I got a job, man, okay? Why don't all you people get a job?
You may have a job, but you got a big job to do now, figuring out how twisted you are inside and how to get it untwisted. So, folks, until next week...
The thing that bothers me...
What?
The thing that bothers me is this Norton, who's out there getting all kinds of ass, and,
God, man, you sure are very, you know, graphic about it.
You are being very graphic.
I don't care. I'm Don Berman. I got 200 followers on Twitter. Nobody even knows who the hell I am. And I got a... God, that crap.
Well, you know what, Don? This is something for next week. What do you think?
Yeah, okay, something for next week. Hey, look at this.
Oh, my God, he unzipped.
Here's something for next week. I'm Don Berman. Man.
So you pull your dick out...
That may be something for next week, or it could be something for my poodle.
Wow, man. Wow. Sorry, Don, but you walked right into that.
Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab. Brought to you by the Margaret Gray Songbook and the Phil Hendry Show website.
Well, we certainly hope you enjoyed the show. What'd you guys think of the show?
I bet it sucked.
Well, the audience likes it. That's a recording. That's a recording. That's not real people. Here, watch. Don't touch. God damn you. Here, watch this. God damn you.
This is Jay Wiesner. Dean Wheeler's Celebrity Rehab is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Jay Wiesner.